It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We are back. Quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Dustin Hawkinsmith and Greg Pickle still here. Todd Sadowski from Fox 43 steps in. He had a smoke machine and everything. He came bursting through right as we were wrapping up quarter number one. He had so much to say about Indiana. He did the Ray Lewis dance on his way in. He's here.
There was
to
a talk about this game too. I think.
Yeah,
he said, "Are you ready for Todd Sadowski?" Like the
and
you
we
know.
Said, "No, no, no, we're not. Anyway. We're not. Yeah. But we have to be, and so do you." Todd Sadowski from Fox 43.
I'm here, whether you like it or not, is what we're saying, people. I'm here.
That's why he's here, to boil down 3 minutes of garbage into one sentence. He's here whether you like it or not. We're still talking Penn State, Indiana. We're coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. Ty, we got the show off the ground just talking about the defensive issues that everybody's discussing now. Whenever you have, you know, a couple quarterbacks in a row who make it look very easy against this group, when the pass rush doesn't get there, you know, that was one of the big things we talked about. The, you know, the big drive that helped seal the game, that in a good way being something that maybe Penn State is turning a corner as a program, being able to kind of run out the clock when they need to. What really jumped off the page to you about this game?
Well, I got to tell you, the discussion is going to be fun and fascinating, because what we were talking about before we got back on the air, I mean, is about the perception of this team, how they're winning, what their record is, why so many people are a little bit disgruntled about what appears to be a successful season. And I'm sure we'll get more and more into that, too. This particular game, look, the pass rush was not going to get home on Peyton Ramsey. They get rid of the ball in 1.5 seconds, just about every single time. What is concerning about the pass defense is the blown coverages and the guys running free in the secondary, and then the missed tackles. You know, pointed out a couple of things as we broke down some stuff on our show on Fox 43 about what is going to hurt you against Ohio State that hurt you against Indiana, but could be lethal blows against Ohio State. And so when they throw it out to a back who's not as good as J.K. Dobbins, and Keaton Ellis misses a one-on-one tackle, that's a touchdown, or that's a 40-yard gain. That's going. You just can't do those things against Ohio State because they'll make you pay for it immediately. And it was interesting. Garrett Taylor talked about the difference between blown coverages and just execution. And there is a difference in that. Sometimes you can execute your defense and the team just makes a play, which happened often with Minnesota. Yeah. And then there's times where you just blow a coverage and not all 11 people are on the same page. And that happened a few times against Indiana. So, you know, you got to hope those things are corrected as you get up against Justin Fields and Ohio State.
And the last of those, I think the tackling in space, I don't know that you can be in 6 days, you can fix that up and turn it around. We have seen these guys tackle in space, yes, though. That's the thing. I think that's maybe part of the execution part of it. The maddening thing about the broken coverages, especially late in this game, how are you letting guys get behind you? You know, how are they making a big play down the field? Indiana had to settle for three, which was fortunate in that situation. They faced long odds of getting back into that game.
Well,
but
two things, you
don't give them any hope.
Two things on that. One is the tackling. It's not just exclusive to Penn State. It really is spread throughout college football and in football in general. But they are having issues with it, no doubt. And these are supposed to be better athletes than at other schools that should be able to bring the guys down and tackle. And the other part of the blown coverages, look, that is, you know, is it the player? They're certainly not being coached that way. And we saw with Minnesota right away, Garrett Taylor took the wrong angle to cover, you know, to get the first tackle, wrong angle. It turned into a touchdown. And then later, Jonathan Sutherland was too late getting over to basically what was the same pattern when there wasn't even a receiver other than Bateman on that side of the field. So, you know, Tanner Morgan moved him with his head, but where is he moving him? There's no other receiver to even keep an eye on. So some of it is the players, and they've just got to be able to make these adjustments, whether it's in-game or as they prepare for what Ohio State's going to bring to the table.
Yeah, and I think, again, it goes back to something we talked about earlier, which is that right now the corners are not good enough to play man-to-man, and the safeties too often don't end up where they need to be when they need to be there when they're playing zone. So, I mean, we, you know, we can sit here and pick apart Brent Pry and Terry Smith and Tim Banks all we want, but, you know, it's more of a recruiting problem, I think. And, you know, our buddy Bob Flanders made a great point when we were driving home from the game. They missed on a lot of the big-time true safeties the last couple of years in recruiting. So they've had to switch a lot of guys from corner to safety, and I think you're seeing the problem with that a lot of times play out now because you're not getting that true blue, you know, safety that has played that position his whole life. You're getting corners that are converted into safeties. And, you know, Lamont Wade tweeted at a fan who had criticized him that he only gave up one completion of 10 yards or more in man-to-man coverage. And I believe that because, you know, he's pretty good in man-to-man, but he's not asked to play man-to-man all the time. He's asked to play a lot of cover two and zone, and it doesn't work out. And I actually think he's been pretty good. Teams don't tend to throw his way. Throw Garrett Taylor and Jonathan Sutherland's way a lot.
Well, the frustration comes in that good quarterbacks are going to slice up no matter what secondary you throw out there. It doesn't, you know, look at where football has gone, even in the NFL. They're going to slice you up if they get time to throw or if they've got a good scheme and they're going to get rid of it quickly. The fact of the matter is Penn State and in the Big Ten, that's why we liked the schedule at the beginning of the year. They weren't facing any kind of elite quarterback play all the way until the end of the year. And the last 2 weeks, they faced quarterbacks that can throw the ball and teams that can throw it. Tanner Morgan and Peyton Ramsey are accurate quarterbacks to the level that they've made them look like Heisman candidates at times. No, but that's how college football ends up being. Now, the defense gave up, what, 31 and 27. Okay, that's not great, but your offense this day and age against the Minnesota and Indiana should be able to take care of business. If this was a couple of years ago with McSorley and the Big Ten championship team, if they only gave up 31 and 27, they might, you know what I mean? They might have went undefeated. Yeah. But yes, it is a problem, and especially because Ohio State just magnifies every issue that you have. You almost have to go into it with the pressure being on you to say, we have to play almost perfect to beat this team, to have a chance against this team. It's amazing.
It's the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're breaking down Penn State, Indiana. Penn State wins, setting up a big matchup in Columbus this weekend. Segment brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. It's officially available in Pennsylvania. As a trusted leader in daily fantasy, DraftKings has brought their expertise to legal sports betting and is already America's top-rated sportsbook app. There's a lot going on. You'll definitely want to take advantage of the convenience to bet wherever, whenever with the DraftKings Sportsbook app. And this week, a special offer, Steelers-Bengals. You place a bet on Pittsburgh to win, you get $6 for every touchdown they score. We got, as of right now, a 6.5-point spread. You've got a Bengals team that's vulnerable. There, you got a lot of possibilities to put up some points. A really awesome offer to take advantage of that. Not the only offer you're going to get through us. You download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. Use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all new and existing users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. Don't forget code KSN for all new and existing users to get a deposit bonus up to $500. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. You guys bring up an interesting point about pass defense, where to a certain point, you have to, you know, especially in college with that amount of space, you can scheme guys open with relative ease in college. So let's just accept that. What then becomes the solution, the idea for playing more effective pass defense? There's a couple things that I would say. Disruptive plays behind the line of scrimmage to get teams off schedule, to put them behind the chains, to create bad situations for them, and takeaways. You know, those two things are more and more important in this day and age with more sophisticated offenses, you know, a lot more work being done through the air. I think Penn State has shown some progress in the ability to take the ball away. That might be a recruiting thing too. Marquise Wilson, I roll back the tape whenever we were breaking down his film in high school. I said he was the best. He had the best ball skills of any cornerback that James Franklin has recruited. And I think we've seen that come up a few times, not just in terms of interceptions, but ripping the ball loose. We saw it against Indiana too. So I think maybe you just have to concede that good pass offenses are going to get their yardage. You bend and then you find a way not to break. You know, maybe you find a way to make a game-changing play.
to Greg's point about the bodies, and I know, look, I mean, you're hooked into the recruiting part of it, and you're hooked into where the difference becomes in that pass secondary is the guy that's 6 foot and right. not 5'9 and not 5'10, or he's 6'1. I mean, look at Antoine Winfield, what he was able to do at the safety position when you're just a little bit bigger and a little bit stronger. You know, how many times against Minnesota, if that cornerback was 5'11, 6 foot, 6'1, does that reach up on the fade pattern all of a sudden knock the ball away as opposed to coming up an inch or two short when it comes to those types of situations? So to speak to Greg's point about the actual recruiting end, you can fix some issues in recruiting, you know, better tacklers, whatever that may be. If you can get some of those elite defensive backs, it's going to solve some of those issues. But what I'm saying is people are, you know, look what happened to Baylor, you know, as Oklahoma got hot. I mean, it's just tough to stop good offenses with good, accurate quarterbacks.
And to the recruiting point, on both sides of the ball, the trend is going big corners, big wide receivers. Penn State's small corners and small wide receivers. It's not to say
they got big receivers.
They do.
Just none of them can catch the ball. Yeah,
they're two best.
Man, that's puzzling,
are
isn't
5'9",
it?
5'10".
Yeah,
it so is you, really puzzling.
You're going against the grain. It's not to say that it can't work. It's not to say that going after a John Reed or a Lamont Wade when he was viewed as a corner can't work for you. It's just saying the football is going in a different direction as a whole in general.
Yeah, no doubt. And look, that is. The key for them is finding the guys that, you know, you can get the bodies, but then to produce. I mean, you mentioned the big receivers. Look what Juwan Johnson's doing in Oregon and what Justin Shorter's not doing at Penn State. Sometimes the change of scenery is what a player needs. It's probably what Juwan Johnson needed. Gesicki had issues when he first came in with dropping the ball. Maybe there's something going on with the Shorter that eventually he's going to, you know, get that opportunity. But, man, you know, if he catches that ball last week and gets a touchdown and all of a sudden his confidence starts to grow.
Can change everything.
That third option is just going to be critical. And they haven't really been able to connect. Sean Clifford is not – he's a good thrower of the football from 15 yards and beyond. He's not the best from 5 yards and in. And, you know, so he's not getting the ball to the running backs in good positions or having to turn a little bit or deflect it. If he could get him a little bit of a lead or get in an accurate spot to get those guys in momentum and roll, it's going to really help out the passing game.
Speaking of wide receivers, just I know there's not much on KJ Hamler. What did James Franklin have to say about him? And I mean, Penn State had to play without him a good chunk of this game.
You know, they're quote optimistic that he will be ready for Ohio State, but they were optimistic Noah Kane won't miss any time after the bye week. He's now missed two games, as his corner Trent Gordon. So John Reed did return like they expected after the injury bug bit them a little bit at Michigan State. But the deal is, I don't understand. Noah Kane's warmed up twice now. So at Minnesota, I stood on the field and watched him warm up from a very short distance, and he looked fine. And then he didn't play. James Franklin says he was 90%. They thought other guys were more suited at 100%. Who's 90%? Everyone's 90% in November. It's football, I think.
I'm 45%. Right now.
But so then he doesn't play this past week. How did he go backwards? Is he 92% now? I don't know what they're doing. So, you know, I would assume Kane and Hamler play, but I don't think you can assume anything with the way they've been handling injuries this year.
All right, well, we still got some Penn State-Indiana talk. Penn State wins. They're 9-1. They set up this big matchup at Ohio State. We're going to hear from James Franklin what he had to say about some of the big storylines in this game in just a moment.
Breaking news, DraftKings has launched America's top-rated sportsbook app in Pennsylvania. Download the top-rated DraftKings sportsbook app and sign up with code KSN. For a limited time, all new and existing users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. That's code KSN. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. See website for details. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker, former NFL player and now host on the Keystone Sports Network, telling you about GoPSURV.com. I had an unbelievable experience for the Wisconsin game with my wife. My father-in-law came up. We had an absolute blast tailgating at GoPSURV.com. If you don't know about it or you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do so immediately. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.